Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the 2013 Polsat Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, 27th of February, 2014. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Dominik Lebiszky. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Welcome everyone to the Q4 results of 2013 for Cyfrowy Polsat Group. Let me start with a statement that it was another year of a very good financial results of our group. Our revenue were close to 3 billion, EBITDA exceeded 1 billion, and our net profit was over 500 million as well. The most important event of the given quarter was acquisition of Metalem Holding Company Limited, the company which indirectly controls Polkomtel, one of the biggest Polish mobile operator. We signed the conditional agreement with all shareholders of Metalem Holding Company Limited. Our EGM approved conditional share capital increase, and now we are in the process of refinancing of Cyfrowy Polsat current debt and preparation of prospectus. Our timetable of the transaction is not jeopardized. To remind you, we believe it will be completed in the second quarter, at the end of the second quarter of 2014. The management board announced that it will submit a proposal to the general meeting for the distribution of dividends representing from 33%-66% of the standalone net profit of the company, provided that the total indebtedness ratio of the company's capital group, net debt to EBITDA, at the end of the financial year to which the profit distribution refers, is less than 2.5 times. To remind you, in the past, this indicator was at the level of 2.0. We decided to increase it to 2.5 because we believe that having so diversified business model, we can feel comfortable with the ratio 2.5 when we will be ready to distribute the profits we achieved in the previous year. We also announced that company will pay at least 100 million dividend in 2014 if we finalize the purchase of Metalem. The success of our key new products, internet, especially in the LTE technology, is determined by the size and the development of our network. Today, I'm very proud to announce that 67% of Poles is covered by LTE internet. It means 26 million people, and almost 100% of the population is covered with 3G technology, HSP and HSPA+. Looking forward to include Polkomtel to Cyfrowy Polsat Capital Group, we decided to introduce to the market, first, very wide common product. We called it Smart Dom. The first of many projects we aimed this year, and the concept of this product is based on the incentivization of the customers of our group who has only one product to buy the second and third product from our group. Of course, these three most important products are TV, internet, and mobile telephony. We also initiated the process of operational integration of key business departments, marketing, sales, customer care, maintenance services, IT, and strategy. And we believe that will improve our operational easiness to achieve goals, as well as give us the cost synergies in the schedule we have in our business plan. Important events of Polsat Television. New channels were introduced to the portfolio of our advertising sales department, Polsat Media, NBC Universal, Kino Polska, Eurosport, Stop Klatka, and Chalozon. Chalozon is CBS 4 branded channels. We acquired very important football rights, exclusive rights to the Euro 2016 final tournament, as well as the elimination which to the World Cup and this very tournament. The World Cup, of course, in 2018. Polsat News, our flag news channel, has already its HD version, and we also decided to transform our second news channel, TV Business, to Polsat News Plus. The reason for that is that the business section is not giving us enough shares, so we decided to segment the news in terms of the political, economical, and global to two channels, one which will be more easier to digest with a more profound in Polsat News Plus. This channel will start in March 2014. Yesterday we announced our new spring scheduling which is based on the formats and key programming position well known to our viewers, as well as five new big locomotives, to mention just a couple of them: Dancing with the Stars, Hell's Kitchen, and Your Face Sounds Familiar. On slide number 8, you can see our operational results. Let me start with the DTH operation. The number of our pay TV subscribers is over 3.5 million, a very stable level. Family package ARPU increased to 49.8, and the mini package ARPU increased also to 13.5. We maintain our churn rate at a very low level, 9.5%, which we are very proud of. We believe this is best in class. Number of our internet users increased year on year by 100,000 to 235,000. And also IPLA, our new programming distribution channel, the biggest internet television in Poland, had almost 4 million unique users every month in 2013. TV Polsat audience share increased to 23.1%, and our TV advertising market share increased to 25.5%. These are very good results. Please bear in mind that 2013 was the year of the analog switch off, so the fragmentation of the market was very visible in the performance of many channels. We achieved it not only thanks to the big efforts and the good results of our channels, but also through acquisition. We acquired Polsat Polskie Media with two channels, TV4 and TV6, which contributed to our results from September 1st, 2013. Slide number 10, our subscriber base and the breakdown to the family package and a mini package, which includes TV Mobilna in DTT technology. 75%, almost 76% in the family package segment, slight decrease of the customers in family package is caused by the migration of those customers who purchased from us to subscription before multi-room technology was introduced to the market. So we see a certain number of the customers who merged their contract, but from the financial point of view, that's causing no harm to us because multi-room is paid and actually is one of the key driver of the ARPU increase. Mini package and its growth gives us the stability in the number of the subscribers over 3.5 million. The key drivers of the retail business segment, internet service users today, already over 250,000 customers using our internet services. Almost 50% are already in LTE technology. Multi-room, which I discussed just a second ago, has also increased its number of the customers using the service, almost 700,000 customers, 7,100 households using this technology, which is extra paid, contributing positively to our ARPU. Additional revenue sources, almost all our customers, 83%, are already using MPEG-4 set-top boxes. So we believe that in 2015 we'll be ready to swap our platform from MPEG-2 to MPEG-4, which will give us substantial savings on cost related to satellite transmission. Pay-per-view and VOD became standard contributors to our revenues. Already only last year 1.1 million transactions based on movie libraries, which is a permanent offer in our platform, and big pay-per-view events. We organized three of them last year. For this year, we plan 4 to 5. Internet TV IPLA, which were introduced to our offer a few quarters ago, had significantly changed its revenue structure. When we acquired this service, only 10% were coming from the pay business, 90% was based on advertising. Today, this split is 25 to 75, and we're still working on a more balanced balanced split. Our newest child, Polsat Sport PL, launched early last year, together with IPLA, gives us also advertising revenue from the internet, both in display and in video segment. Slide number 12, you can see that we manage our churn rate very carefully, 9.5%. To remind you, 16% is the benchmark of our industry, thanks to high customer satisfaction and very effective subscriber retention programs. Maybe also one remark, you can see that in at the end of 2013, the churn of family package and mini package is at the same level, is due to the maturity of the of these customers, because the churn is related to the number of the customers who are able to terminate the contract. Family package ARPU increased to 49.8 in Q4, as it was announced after a couple of quarters of flat performance, which were due to the introduction of the elastic, flexible promotions, which had a certain delay in the ARPU after the grace period. So as promised, as announced, I can say that in December 2013, actually family package ARPU exceeded 50 zlot. Additional services which contribute to ARPU increase is multi-room and pay-per-view. Audience share of TV Polsat Group in Q4, in line with our strategy. Audience share of our main channel was influenced by the extension of DTT reach and had a 13%, almost 13% share in the market. However, our audience channel were performing very well. We are number one in this segment with over 10% market share. So the total was 23.1. Audience share in the total 2013 year, you can see it on the page number 15, the very similar figure, total 23.4. Our share correspond with our ad market position. Expenditures on TV advertising and sponsoring in Q4 were up 0.3%. Our revenue from advertising and sponsoring grew by 12%. However, of course, it's also an effect of incorporation of TV4 and TV6 from September 1st. To our channel lineup. But if we exclude these two channels, we would outperform the market because our growth would be close to 1%. Advertising market in 2013 declined by 3.6%. Our shares our advertising share and sponsoring were up by 0.4% with the same disclaimer as I did on the previous slide. And now I would like to give the floor to Tomek Szelong, our CFO, who will discuss the financial results.
Thank you, Dominik. Before I go into numbers, please let me remind you that the fourth quarter of 2013 results are not fully comparable with fourth quarter of 2012 results due to the acquisition of Polskie Media and disposal of RSTV. Slide number 19, as usually, this is the introduction slide and summary of our financial results. Our revenue as Polsat Group reached the level of 804 million, up by 7%. And this increase was mainly connected with the organic growth of our retail business segment and mentioned by me, consolidation of Polskie Media. Our costs without amortization grew by 5% on a lesser extent in comparison to the revenues and reached the level of 529 million. And this increase is mainly connected with consolidation of Polskie Media as well, and also due to the internal and external TV production amortization spot rights cost increase and low base effect. In the footnote number 2, you've got the information about it and the number of 11.5 million zlotys you need to take into consideration if you want to compare apples with apples. Slide number 20, reconciliation of revenue and EBITDA. I will start with the revenue. 22 additional million zlotys were added by retail business segment and 29 by broadcasting and television production segment. As a result, we reached the level of 800 million. And in terms of EBITDA, positively impacted by retail business segment of 30 million zlotys and this segment, Cyfrowy Polsat actually accounted for 58% of the EBITDA of fourth quarter of 2013 and 42% was built by Telewizja Polsat Group. Slide number 21. Revenue were close to 500 million, up by 5% in the retail business segment, and cost without amortization decreased by 2% to the level of 338 million zlotys. In this business segment, we have recorded the highest in the history revenue in the retail, in the retail revenues, thanks to the higher DTH ARPU blended and also higher revenue from the telecommunication services. Cost, as usually, we keep our cost under control and try to do it effectively, and it is visible thanks to such relations between cost and revenue dynamics. Our EBITDA grew by 23% to the level of 160 million, and EBITDA margin was 32.4%. In terms of the net profit of the whole Polsat Group and this segment, retail business segment, the net profit was impacted by the accounting evaluation of the high yields we issued. This quarter it was positive effect, and we have also positive effect of prepayment of our debt last year. As a result, our interest rates and margins are lower. Slide number 22, results of the broadcasting and television production segment. Just to remind you, when analyzing these results, please take into consideration the three factors. I mentioned purchase of Polskie Media, disposal of RSTV, and also this one-off of Telewizja Polsat, because in fourth quarter of 2012, Telewizja Polsat entered into agreement with copyright management organizations, and as a result, we had some one-off 1 year ago. Revenue of this business segment increased by 9% to the level of 340 million, and cost without amortization, when you take into consideration this one-off effect connected with copyright management organizations, grew also by 9%, so the same level as revenue dynamic. EBITDA was 115 million and EBITDA margin close to 34%. Slide number 23, revenue structure. Our revenue increased by 7%, mainly due to the higher advertising and sponsorship revenue, as well as higher retailer revenue. I mentioned the reason of the increase of retail revenue, and in terms of the advertising and sponsorship revenue, this is connected with consolidation of Polskie Media and also higher sponsorship revenue. Revenue from cable and satellite operator fees were on the stable level, and in terms of the revenues from sale of equipment, we recorded higher revenue from the sale of laptops and tablets, and it was partially offset by lower revenue from the sale of DVB-T equipment. And last but not least, other revenues decreased by 10 million zlotys, and actually the whole decrease was resulted by disposal of RSTV, and as a result, no RSTV revenues were consolidated in this period. I'm talking here especially about revenue from transmission services and lease of premises and facilities. Slide number 24, cost structure. First of all, we had, as usually, foreign exchange fluctuations in this quarter, with a negative value of 3.5 million. Our costs increased, as I said before, at a slower rate than our revenues, and I will guide you through the different types of cost categories. Increase of cost of TV production and amortization of sports rights is due to the broadcasting of new series and programs, and also higher amortization of sports rights and consolidation of Polskie Media. The programming cost increased because of the agreement with copyright management organization I mentioned, and also more premium packages sold, what is visible also in our ARPU growth. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs decreased, the same as depreciation, amortization, impairment and disposal, and also the same as salaries and employee related costs, and this shows that we are managing our cost effectively. Amortization of purchase team licenses increased, but this increase was connected by consolidation of Polskie Media, and we took cost of this company also in the fourth quarter of 2013. Amortization of cost of equipment sold, the same relation as in terms of the revenues, laptops and tablets, and lack of DVB-T equipment sale. Cost of settlements with mobile network operators and interconnection charges increased due to the growing user base of our mobile internet and also higher usage. And last but not least, other costs decreased because of the lack of RSTV mainly. On the right-hand side graph on this slide, you can see well-diversified cost structure of Polsat Group, no cost item exceeds 20%. Slide number 25, cash flows. We started the year with 217 million. During the year, we generated from operations more than 800 million zlotys, which is more than 20 million zlotys that we did in 2012. We repaid our debt, principal notional amounts of 430 million and interest of 165 million. Then CAPEX without set-top boxes was 123 million. CAPEX versus revenue KPI was 4.2%. Acquisition of subsidiary of Polskie Media, 64 million on the cash flow point of view, and disposal of RSTV, 48.7 million. And we finished the year with 342 million zlotys. At the moment, the level of the cash is even higher, so we have enough money in order to pay the dividend of 100 million zlotys Dominik Libicki mentioned in his part of the presentation. Slide number 26, financial indebtedness. Our total indebtedness as a whole group was below 2 billion zlotys, 1,925 million zlotys. Net debt was 1,583 million zlotys. 12-month EBITDA, 1,046 million, which was the highest EBITDA level in the history of Polsat Group. And as a result, net debt to EBITDA on a very safe level, 1.51 times. The covenant is 3 times. So we had 50% buffer, and in terms of other covenants, this buffer is even higher. Probably you will ask me the question about current status of the refinancing process. So I will comment that at the moment. We signed the mandates actually with global banking coordinators. And now we are negotiating with them SFA and other finance documents, and I suppose that somewhere between March and April we'll be able to sign the document and start the process of refinancing of Cyfrowy Polsat current debt, banking and high yields, and also, as we said during the announcement of the transaction, peak notes of Metalen Group. We haven't decided yet which scenario we'll take in order to redeem peak notes of Metalen. We've got two scenarios on the table at the moment. One scenario can be realized even before closing of the transaction, another one after closing the transaction. We are still analyzing these scenarios from the tax and legal point of view, And when we have any decision, of course, we'll inform you about it. That's all from my part, Dominik.
Thank you. So as you see, our company performed very well in the very challenging market, shrinking advertising market in 2013, DTT rollout, which definitely affected pay TV segment. Our main competitor lost 300,000 customers only in that time. So we believe that these are very sound results. Now let me give you our outlook for 2014. The most important, of course, is completion of acquisition of Metalem, which is subject to successful refinancing of Cyfrowy Polsat debt. Tomek just talked about it. Approval of the prospectus. Then, in the consequence, we will issue new shares, and as an effect of the successful completion, company will pay the dividend of not less than 100 million Polish zloty. We plan to effectively conduct process of operational integration of Cyfrowy Polsat and Polkomtel business departments, and our focus will be on the preparation of the new products, which will contribute to the start of the achieving synergies, which we announced during the roadshow after announcement of the transaction. Page number 29, you can see our vision of the market. Let me start with our view on the advertising market. We believe that if the macro indicators, which are now forecasted by government and the analysts, will be effectively observed, the market should increase in the middle digit in terms of percentage, and definitely it will improve our revenues from the advertising on our 23 channels, as well on those channels who we represent through our media house. We also believe in a significant slowdown in the fragmentation of the TV market. Only four channels will be launched this year, based on the today knowledge. That's on multiplex number one. We believe that the value of pay TV will be still growing, pretty stable growth, thanks to the ARPU improvement. We observe increasing popularity of mobile devices and growing role of new media. It's based on the smartphone distribution, which are very popular among Polish customers. This will have an effect of improved demand for the data transfer, as well as the mobile internet. In effect, the mobile internet market should grow. There is also a question mark what will be the country government politics with the two multiplexes which will be available after first quarter, MUX 5 and MUX 6. The consultation are still in progress. We believe that these multiplexes should be dedicated to HD version of the existing channels, which will which is expected by Polish viewers. Our goals: operating targets, maintaining a stable level of the subscriber base, further ARPU growth, dynamic growth of the number of the broadband users, increasing penetration of our subscriber base with multiple play services. Today we have 1.4 product per our customers, and our goal is to increase it significantly in next year and next few years as well, maintaining a stable level of audience share above 23%, and a further effective competition on the advertising market. Financial goals: to continue to grow our revenue, maintain strong margins, and successful refinancing of our existing debt. We believe that Polkomtel will be the part of our group in the second quarter of 2014. So let me give you a few details about the performance of this company in 2013. The scope of the information is similar to this which we showed to you during the acquisition roadshow. The total customer base at the end of 2013 was 14.1 million. Out of that, 7.4 million were customers with the contractual relation to our company, and 6.7 in the prepaid segment. ARPU of contracted segment was at the level of 49, and ARPU on prepaid customer base 11. The growth will come from the increased demand for the data. As you can see on the slide number 32, only in last 12 months, the increase of the customer using data services was up by 33% to 3.4 million, mainly driven by the significant growth in the percentage of the handset sales by smartphones. 74% of total is a smartphone, so device which needs internet access. As an effect of these two factors, ARPU of data transmission grew to 9.1 zloty in Q4 2013. It's important to note that this ARPU, due to the Polish standard tradition, standards, information standards, is spread over total base of the customers, so also on those who do not use these services. So of course the ARPU from this customer who really use data service is significantly higher. Page number 33, financial results of Polkomtel. As a result of these very good operational results, the financial results are outstanding as well. Almost 6.7 billion revenues, 2.85 billion EBITDA, EBITDA margin 42.8%, and EBIT over 1 billion. We prepared the pro forma of combined Polkomtel and Cyfrowy Polsat group. You can see it on the, you can examine it on the page number 34. Total revenue amounted to 9.6 billion, EBITDA 3.9 billion, EBITDA margin 40.6%, operating cash flow 3.7, and net debt to EBITDA 2.9. It's much lower than we expected because in the pro forma prepared for last 12 months in after third quarter, we predicted 3.1%. That's all we prepared for you today, and now we are ready to take the questions. Operator, please.
Thank you. So if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. The first story question comes from the line of Brian Abdelahi. Sorry, please ask your question.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Thanks for answering the questions. I just had a couple on the synergies you expect to get and the transaction itself. The revenue synergies you are obviously already started with Polkomtel, and you mentioned starting operational integration for the cost synergies as well. So am I correct to understand you can get these cost synergies without actually having to merge the Polsat and the Polkomtel operating companies? Because I know right now those operating companies are separated by the Elimi financing vehicles and by Metalem itself, but it seems that you're already getting, you're already able to get cost synergies between the two groups?
Okay. Let me answer this question you this way. There is always a field of the synergies between in the cooperation between these two companies. However, the amount which we announce is possible only when we are in one capital group. Why? Because if we were trying to put in motion all these activities, all these initiatives, having two separate companies with two different, completely different management boards, with the two different KPIs, two different strategies, with the permanent discussion who gives what benefit to the customer, with the question mark how this benefit is then contributing to the final result. Who is client? Who signs the contract with the client for the multiple prey product? And then how we finally distribute the profits from such and services. From the customer point of view, you would have two contracts, because no one will give up the customer, which is our highest value. We will have two different agreements to sign, two different bank accounts to send the money, and two different points of contact. So we would be able to achieve something, but it will be incomparable to what we can achieve being in one financial group. Anticipating that just in 3 months we'll be in one organization, we decided not to wait and start to work on the synergies in the second half of this year. We tried to put this machine in motion right now, so when we have the transaction completing, then we'll be able to execute the synergies both on the revenue and on the cost side immediately.
Okay, and so you'll be able to do that before, for example, you call the Polkomtel bonds in 2016. You don't have to wait until that moment to be able to put the two operating companies together.
Not putting the companies together, but operationally working together.
Okay, I understand. And then just one last question, if I could. I believe at the time of the transaction was announced, you weren't ready to share with us whether there were any tax benefits to maybe keeping the Elimi financing vehicles and maybe even issuing them out of the future, because I understand those are tax-efficient Swedish vehicles. So I'm wondering if you've been able to do any work on that and tell us whether there might be some benefit to keeping them or maybe to merging them with another group to be able to keep any tax benefits that might be there rather than just liquidating them.
Yeah. In terms of the Swedish vehicle, the issue is how to refinance the PIK notes. And as I said during my part of the presentation, we are now considering different scenarios, and one of the scenarios assumes that Swedish vehicles will stay in place and we'll use them also to refinance the PIK by Cyfrowy Polsat. But I'm not looking at that from the tax shield perspective. I'm looking at this issue from the Cyfrowy Polsat business perspective, how to do it legally, correctly, and how to how to do it from the tax point of view correctly. That's why I can't answer this question now. We need to do some more analysis, and if we decide about one scenario, definitely we'll share this information with you.
Okay, great. And that accounts for both the PIC ILIMI vehicle and for the ILIMI 2 vehicle where the other Polkomtel bonds are. Is that right?
You know, in terms of the PIC notes, they are in ALM 1, which means
yes.
that in the process of refinancing the PIC notes, we are talking whether to do it via METLM or directly to the ALM 1. Whether should do it Cyfrowy Polsat directly to ALM1. So that, as I said, two scenarios considered, but still everything stops at the level of ALM1.
Okay, so everything does stop there. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There's no other question at this time. So if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Thank you. There's no other question at this time, sir. Please continue.
Thank you very much. That's all what we prepared for you today, and I hope to hear you next quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So that does conclude our conference for today. Please, all the speakers remain on the line. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.